Thanks for listening to this podcast, One Web Strategy, that's O-N-E, webstrategy.com. You can find us at podomatic.com, where there's lots of podcasts, on the blog, onewebstrategy.com, and we have some videos on YouTube, adding all the time on the YouTube channel, One Web Strategy. This is a real short podcast. Celebration. Celebration, you know, we often think, you know, that celebration should be saved for, you know, big events. You got the job, you got the promotion, you got the project, scored the touchdown, your team did well, maybe your child did well at sports, whatever. Certainly holidays, weddings, etc. That's all good, I agree. But what about just celebrating day-to-day things? Celebrating, hey, you have a job. Trust me, you know, in this economy and things, many people unemployed or underemployed. Celebrate you have an income, have a job, have a roof overhead. Lots of people affected by the storm Sandy, earthquakes, all kinds of things around the world. We have to celebrate what we have. I've lost a job before. I know that that's a terrible feeling. I celebrate every day that I have an income, that I have a job. It's kind of a form of acceptance. Sure, you have to accept where you are. Doesn't mean just because you celebrate it or just because you accept it doesn't mean you settle for it. It doesn't mean you don't want better. We're human. We all want to improve. We all want progress. And it's similar to being grateful. You know, you celebrate it. I'm grateful for it. Sure, you can do better. You can want more. That's okay. But you have to celebrate today. You have to celebrate what you have, because if you don't celebrate what you have today, once you reach that goal, whatever your goal is, you probably won't celebrate then either. You have to learn celebration. And I tell you, I've tried this for a while, and it was hard for me. I'm not an emotional guy. I don't traditionally celebrate that much. And I've been trying to do it for a while, and it's good, and I need to improve it. But I find that more and more, I find more things to celebrate each day. It's easier to celebrate. And I swear, more things come to me. You know, maybe it's just my perception. I don't know if the law of attraction thing is true or not, but it certainly seems like the more I celebrate, the more I have to celebrate. Just being honest. I encourage you to do it. You know, if nothing else, you feel better and you look for more things. Celebrate like you won the lottery, you know, even if you're just faking it, you know, just practice it. It's a neat thing. I was in my car the other day just celebrating like I won the lottery. I didn't, but it sure felt good. You know, I did it for a while, and by the time I got out of the car, I was in a great mood. Spent some time with some clients, with my boss. I think we enjoyed each other's company. I was still in a great mood later in the evening. Spent some time with my wife and some friends. I celebrate, man. It's a wonderful way to live your life. Celebrate your health. Celebrate your friends, your family. Celebrate, man. You're alive. It's better than the alternative. I celebrate that you're listening to this. It's cool. Let's have some fun together. Let's enjoy life. Let's celebrate. This is Jim Fry. Enjoy. Celebrate.